Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, so Governor Inslee announced today he will require Washington businesses to turn away customers without coronavirus facial coverings. This is an easy fix. Head to KISW.com. Pick up the brand new KISW face mask. Walk into any establishment in Washington State and not get kicked out. And every time you do, well, not only will you cover your ugliness, but you'll help our friends at the Washington State Nurses Association, as a portion of each mask sold goes to those guys. Keep in mind, man, people love these masks. Comments, every time I wear one anywhere, people are like, dude, that is a cool mask. We will talk to Warren Williamson, president of the Tribute to Fallen Soldiers organization. We've talked to him a couple times. He wants to rock those masks across the United States with a bunch of riders, part of the Memorial Torch Run. We believe we got Warren coming up a little after 4 o'clock, maybe. So we're going to see if we and work something out there and hook those guys up as they're trekking across the United States of America. All right. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Marvel. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy. Oh.
Hola.
Marvel, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Marvel.
And you sound happy about it.
What are you doing there, Marvel?
I'm stuck in traffic.
Have you ever met another Marvel?
Nope, I'm the only one, and I've talked to you guys a couple times.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, but no one has said, like, I knew a Marvel growing up or anything like that?
No, it's just my dad.
Okay, so you're Marvel Jr.
Yep.
So you're not even really a real Marvel. You're, like, kind of a Marvel. You know, like, I mean, like, you look at seven Marvels of the world or whatever, right?
Like, right,
your dad,
right.
Yeah, your dad, like, he's, like, the big deal. You're kind of, like, one of the ones at the bottom. All right, Marvel, Men's room poll, you got to pick a side. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Watermelon.
Watermelon it is. Good call. You know, Discovery Channel's doing, I think it's Discovery. Somebody's doing like the seven wonders of the world. They should do like the two marvels of the world. And it's a documentary about you and your dad.
Be an interesting one.
Would it really?
Yeah, my dad was a soldier. And I'm an electrician.
All right.
All right, Marvel, here is your question. Which U.S. president introduced the mule to the United States?
Roosevelt.
That's a really good guess. I'll say Washington.
It was, in fact, Jorge Washington.
It is the mascot of the United States Military Academy.
West Point.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
And the Democrats.
All right, here's your question. What is Mozart's full name? In other words, when his mom got pissed, this is what she said.
Oh, my God.
I can't say that one.
Oh. Once again, bedroom colors.
He said Bach.
Oh, Bach.
He was saying, see, he was not cussing.
Oh, Bach?
Sucker. Yeah, he was saying Johann Sebastian, and he stopped himself saying,
my bad.
That's Bach.
I thought you said you wanted to forget it.
Yeah. Everyone thought you just... You got dumped and didn't say anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it is not you. Yeah, any guesses?
Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Okay. Yes,
there you go.
You clicked on that one pretty quick. Good job.
I thought he said the other thing.
I normally jump him. I know he said Bach.
But if there was a composer named that, I probably would listen. Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Josh, you sober, not sober? You're doing great, man. What team are you playing for?
Sober
Josh. All right, Josh.
I voted yesterday.
Well, nice. 2 days in a row. Our men's room poll. Pick a side, will you? Corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad. Where are you going?
Watermelon.
Okay, watermelon it is.
All right there, Josh. Here is your question. Actor Ray Combs committed suicide. What game show did he host? It's still on the air. Different host.
I'm not too sure.
Any guesses?
Family Feud.
Yeah, Family Feud.
Oh, it was The Feud.
Uh-huh. Now hosted by Steve Harvey. All right, your question. An icosahedron, it's a dice with how many sides?
Six.
Hey, Josh, turn on your radio for us when you get a chance, will you?
Because we keep hearing Miles' voice. And seriously,
yeah,
it's annoying.
30 seconds ago.
All right, I have to sit next to the son of a bitch. Hearing it again is just like, geez. See what I mean? It has 20 sides. 20-sided die there.
Hmm. All right, what do you play with that?
That's probably like the D&D game, something like role-play or whatever. I mean, but not Monopoly. All right, your question, what was the name of Whitney Houston's debut album? And if you're struggling, as a hint, I would say think of the capital of Djibouti.
I was going to say Bodyguard, but I'm not too sure.
The capital of Djibouti is Djibouti. Whitney Houston's debut album was called Whitney Houston.
I thought it was Dance With Somebody.
I think that song was on that album.
I was just going to say Whitney.
I think she put out an album called Whitney, but a little bit later in her career. All right, your question. Who lived in Sherwood Forest?
The three pigs.
Robin Hood?
Mr. Robin Hood, yes. In Baltimore, that's Sherwood Forest.
He made flour there.
All right, you got a 50-50 shot on this, and I always F this up. Poseidon, Zeus, Hades, and Hera were all part of Greek or Roman mythology.
Greek.
Okay. Nice. Very good.
Well done. Okay. I always get them backwards.
I didn't know either. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Dummy. Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jeremy on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Sober, my friend.
Okay, Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right, Jeremy, our men's room poll. Pick a side for your pizza. Will it be pepperoni, onions, mushrooms, or green peppers?
All right. Green peppers.
Okay, green peppers it is. I just know it hates pizza.
By the way, Ted, someone wants you to know they use a 20-sided dice for Magic the Gathering.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like D&D.
All right, here is your question. What color fever wiped out Napoleon's Caribbean troops? Red, yellow, white, or black? So he sent troops to the Caribbean. He was going to conquer the New World. They got sick, and he's like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
What were the options?
Red, yellow, white, or black?
Let's go white fever.
Red?
Yellow.
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 They misunderstood. See, Napoleon thought they had yellow fever. They were saying, we discovered mustard. It is infectious. It is so good. All right, your question. What was the name of Doc Brown's dog in the Back to Future movies? Back to the Future movies.
Back to Future.
Einstein.
Damn. Good job, Jerry.
I like that version of it.
Back to Future.
Back to Future.
Yeah.
Right? Then he comes out on stage and starts rapping.
Who, Future?
Yeah.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
It's almost hard to believe he hasn't done that yet. But I'm Back to Future.
Back to Future 2.
It's just me. I'm going to re-release stuff I've already done. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Richard, are you there?
Hello, Richard.
I am. How are you now?
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. Richard, you sober or not sober?
I'm on that tweed.
It's just one of those days.
Hey.
Does that mean you're not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, sir.
All right, Richard.
That's
a
Texas 10-4
there.
Okay.
Texas 10-4. That's a
big 10-4. Richard, pick a side. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Man, I got to get them eggs.
This is a hell of a day. This is the excitement of July 4th, showing up.
How many times have you been married, Richard?
One time, sir.
Okay. That's not bad.
You still with the same woman?
Negative.
All right, here's your question. What animal's head appears on the handle of Mary Poppins' umbrella?
I'm going to go with wolf.
Fox? Goose?
Close, parrot.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that now.
This guy sounds like a parrot.
Mm-hmm. Richard, should we ask how you got to be in the not-sober state that you're in?
It's that weed, sir.
Okay.
I would have never guessed that. All right, here's your question. What city named its airport after John Foster Dulles?
What city?
What city?
Dulles International is in Washington, D.C.
You got it.
Well done,
close
man.
Close enough. It's a bit of a drive. What are you going to say?
What's that in D.C.?
Well, it's out 66.
But
I mean, it's nowhere
city,
close.
It's D.C.'s airport, however.
It's like
their
it's
international
like
the airport.
The pavilion they have, that's theirs, but it's all the way out there in Virginia. But it's...
What? All right.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a long
way. I mean, it is so far. The right miles.
It sucks, dude. It's
just
a
bitch getting in and out of Dulles.
It's ridiculous.
But you can take the toll road.
Anybody who has to fly, who's flown to D.C. more than once... All they want to do is they would rather land a BWI,
right,
which is closer to Baltimore, but still less troubling to get into D.C.
It's closer
or Reagan
to D.C.
Airport.
It's still closer to D.C.
Dulles Airport sucks. Just learned. Now, I knew where Dulles Airport was.
Do you know
was.
The airport code for Dulles?
D-U-L? I don't know.
I-A-D.
I-A-D. I take Reagan.
International Airport of Dulles, is that how they do it?
I assume. My brother lives in Northern Virginia, not D.C., so I've flown in and out of there a few times.
Did you know, now we're familiar with Dulles Airport, did you know that it was John Foster Dulles?
Oh, no chance.
Yeah, me neither.
And who is John Foster Dulles?
I don't know what they did.
He's the guy that got the airport named after him.
I don't know what he did. I don't know his historical significance at all.
I mean, at that point, in that part of Virginia, he was probably a farmer.
You think? A farmer?
It's in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, right, that area is built up. But even when I was a kid, there was nothing out there.
Bro. It's kind of built up now because there's the
metro
train.
Goes out there now and stuff.
Exactly.
Because there's an airport. Right.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
By the way, someone compares the Dulles Airport in D.C. just like the Denver Airport, located conveniently in Wyoming.
That's a great call. They're probably about the same distance.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room. Hey!
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Mike, you on team sober, team not sober?
Well, I started off sober, now I'm not.
Good for you, Mike. Welcome to the weekend. All right, Mike, pick a side. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Can I pick popsicles?
No.
No.
corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob it is.
Oh, by the way, people are letting me know we had to question what was Doc Brown's dog in the Back to the Future movies. I said the answer was Einstein. Now, people have made it very clear I am partially right. Einstein was his dog in the first movie. However, when you get to the next movie, the dog's name was Copernicus. My apologies
Einstein
to those
died.
Of you who know that. All right. Here is your question. The song I Disappear appeared on the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack. It was performed by what band?
What's the name of the song again?
I Disappear.
I don't know.
Is it, give me a genre.
Metal. We're playing on this station.
I mean, is it metal? I'll say Aerosmith is metal.
No, Aerosmith is not metal.
Judas Priest.
Metallica.
Oh, Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
I said Metallica.
You said Metallica after you gave me the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Mike. Fair.
But I did hear you say Metallica. All right, you sound like a Harry Potter fan, so here's your question. In the Harry Potter books, the entrance to Gryffindor Tower is hidden behind a painting of whom?
Gryffindor.
Mike knows this. I'll give you a hint.
Phoenix.
Well, it's not a bad guess. All things considered.
Peter.
I'll give you a hint, Ted.
A troll.
Things are done if this person is singing.
Fat lady.
A fat lady. And she's known simply as the fat lady.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the nicest way to say it.
You know, the thick lady.
I mean, are all opera singers in back in the day, were they all that big?
It seemed, I don't know if that's just how history chooses to portray them or if that's the case, but in your mind, you picture, like, if you got those big lungs, hit those crazy notes, like you'd be a bigger carriage, right?
Yeah.
But then the only opera singers I've actually seen, and no, I've never been to an opera, but whether it be on a TV commercial or something, are real skinny Celine Dion looking people.
Sure.
You know?
You can still be 120 pounds and sumo wrestle.
Well, you can.
Yeah, but it's just
badly.
I mean, you're right.
Exactly.
All right, here's your question. What is the name of the cartilage tissue that prevents food from going down the wrong pipe sometimes?
The esophagus.
You guys are remarkably silent on this.
I have no idea. I'm
trying to think of a question.
I don't either.
I did not know this, but you've heard of this thing. They say it tickles the...
Ivory?
Epiglottis. The epiglottis. Oh. The epiglottis.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Epiglottis.
Is that the thing hanging in the back of your throat?
That's the uvula, I believe. The epiglottis. By the way, Dulles, John Foster Dulles, he's a former United States Secretary of State during the Eisenhower presidency.
Hmm. And a farmer.
And a farmer, yes. No matter what, you are right, Ted.
That was his property. Basically, that was his property.
All right, here is your question, multiple choice. Taekwondo originated in which country? Korea, China, Japan, or Thailand?
Korea.
See, the Thai thing would have thrown me there. Like, if I'm going to go get
Taekwondo,
Thai food.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. When I hear the Thai part, I
go. But you thought they're claiming ownership. Like, well, anyone can do Kwando.
Thailand's famous for Muay Thai.
Mm-hmm. Correct, but just with Thai in the as the first thing, I was thinking, okay, well, maybe Thailand, Taekwondo.
So you could have like
Thai and
Brazil Kwando.
I only know it because of disciplines.
Right.
Right, so okay. Korea is the only country I wasn't sure what their discipline was. So that
and therefore.
Sense. But it's
T-A-E.
T-A-E.
Okay.
Yeah, but Miles can't spell, doesn't matter.
Right, exactly.
Neither can
I. I love
I just watch enough fights.
Hey, however we learn is a good way to learn.
That's it. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Aaron, are you on team sober or not sober?
I'm not sober today, Miles.
Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're going to pick a side for your fourth there. And will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
This is what I'm bringing right now, what I prefer to eat.
Well, you're going to pick a side to eat on this case.
No, yeah, just what do you prefer to eat?
Yeah.
It's an easy one.
I'm going deviled eggs.
All right. Mm. This is a really close race, except for macaroni salad, which we're going to eat coming up.
No, as I said, I'd be hanging out with Thrill because you don't want to be around me or anybody else if I'm eating those things.
Well, it doesn't mean I want to be around you. I mean, we don't need to mix our brimstone. You know
I think
what I'm
you
saying?
Do.
But nobody wants to be around us, let's be honest.
Basically, we'll be stuck together one way or another. I understand what you're saying. We're at a table
exactly.
Alone. All right.
Close race on Twitter, too, except macaroni salad.
Dude, it's macaroni salad.
That's why we're having it for Ted's meat and potatoes.
Yay, the one no one's picking.
Right.
It's got pesto and peas.
Yay. All right, here is your question. Jay Giles was not the singer of the Jay Giles Band. What instrument did Jay Giles play?
I don't know the Jay Giles Band, should I?
One tune, what was it, Centerfold?
Freeze Frame. Centerfold, Freeze. House Party.
Oh, they got a few.
Yeah.
You probably recognize the songs if you heard them.
You've probably seen them on Family Guy.
I'll go for the comedic answer and say the guitar.
So close.
Bass?
The guitar.
Oh, he played the guitar.
Yeah,
oh.
Play guitar.
There you go.
There's not a lot of band. Well, I guess Van Halen. Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. Or it's named after someone who's not singing.
I mean, Mick Fleetwood plays the drums.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean
but, you're, right, gotcha, they gotcha. Named the band after you, but you don't play, or you're not the lead singer.
Molly Hatchet.
Yeah, poor old Molly. Right. You never even saw her.
Never.
And Kermit the Frog sang Lee. That's what's so crazy.
Mean guy, mean down the road, my heart keeps burning faster. I'm certain he's the dancer.
I know. But the best album covers ever.
Oh, all right, karaoke when it opens back up.
Like, if you got to do a song karaoke, just do Molly Hatchet. All right, what is the world's fastest dog?
Fastest dog? Oh, it's got to be the Greyhound.
All right. Nice work.
Love you guys. Have a good weekend.
Hey, man. Right on, man. Thank you. We appreciate it. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-421-ROCK. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the
big
men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Justin.
Hola.
Sounds like he's doing something. What could he be doing?
We'll get back to Justin. Hello, Kent. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, thank you. Hola, you
Hola.
German bitches.
Kent, are you sober, not sober?
Well, I got a little muscle relaxer buzz going, so.
All right. Is buzz the right word for that that feeling? It's like reverse buzz.
Numbness.
Okay.
Numbness.
There you go.
Kent, just remember, a fart is not a fart. Pick a side. Corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad.
Grilled corn on the cob with some mayo and Worcestershire pepper.
Man, you are awfully demanding. I mean, yeah. We just try to offer you a side, yeah. And now there's all this stuff we got to do.
I've got to make this for like 12 people, so I'm just going to do it my way.
Yeah, there you go.
Corn on the cob, yeah. No problem.
Okay.
All right, there here is your question. IQ tests are designed to...
How ironic.
I was going to say, that's like the last sentence... I remember one time spelling something, and I'm being snarky with someone. I said, something, 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 genius, right? And then spell check puts a little red line under genius. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and change that. Put my tail between my legs. Your question, IQ tests are designed to produce what number as the average? So if you have an average IQ, you're right around what number?
Oh, God, average IQ. I'm going to say 100.
Okay.
Aren't you glad you got that one right?
I can do that one. The 8 inches I can't do. You know what I mean? Now I feel better from yesterday's story. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I don't think I've ever taken one.
I haven't either.
We should take one on the air and find out how dumb we are.
Man, that'd be a sad, sad day. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Craig.
Yep. Craig.
Craig. Sober, not sober.
Cool, bud.
A little buzz on, Craig?
Okay. I thought he said a little of both.
Yeah,
I don't know how that works.
Craig, pick a side for your 4th of July celebration. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Deviled eggs all the way.
Deviled eggs now in the lead as far as our contestants.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I like that call, though.
I do like it.
I can at least eat four.
Everybody does.
I mean, it's only two eggs.
Let's say at least four, like... It's a matter of people are watching you. Because if you're just standing there and you already got a little buzz going, like, they go down quick.
That's honestly it. For whatever, with deviled eggs, you feel like you're being watched. Watermelon, you can just stand there and shovel it in your face.
Yeah.
Nobody judges you. You start shoveling deviled eggs, man, people get mean.
I don't even mind when people get fancy in the restaurants, put, like, roll on top or whatever. If they have that stuff, man, I'm like, I'm ordering an appetizer and deviled
eggs. Do not care in it. Just make it deviled
eggs. What the chef's going to do, he's going to do.
What if I brought it over and I'd roll on top?
I'd be like, well, Steve probably knows what he's doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm going to put a little gherkin on mine.
Don't, man.
No, I'm kidding.
That's
disgusting.
You. I know. All right, here's your question. The northern lights are the Aurora Borealis. The southern lights are the Aurora what?
Oh, gee, Merry Christmas. Give me an easy one, guys. Pass.
Pass? Oh, I thought you said this was an easy one.
Aurora Sorrel.
Aurora Australis.
Aurora, Australia.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Oh,
Oh, no, Craig. Get out of here. Wow, we haven't had one of these all day. Nice spin, Ted.
Ooh. No problem.
Yeah. Craig, you just hit the big dummy audio daily double. Wow.
Eddie Vedder?
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
We're not going to pick on Eddie Vedder. Sure, no one knows what he's saying in any song. We've established that. We thought, you know what? Why don't we go to someone different today? Why not, I don't know, legendary singer Robert Plant? Oh. In October of 1970, Led Zeppelin released their third studio album, Led Zeppelin 3. The opening tune was the iconic Immigrant Song, and we've been singing along with Robert Plant for 50 years. The question is, what the hell is Robert singing? So I'm going to play you a clip from Immigrant Song that we've all heard. Everyone screams it.
Come from the land of the Essence Song.
And now let's see if you know what the hell he's saying. Let's go ahead and run that clip. Yeah.
Play it again.
Western.
So what do you think old Robert Plant is saying there in that very famous refrain from the Immigrant Song?
Were people twist and shout?
Take it up, baby.
All I got was...
Hit it one more time, Mike.
Oh.
I want to go where things are...
A Western show.
A Western show.
I got always sleeping.
Always pushing on.
Okay, again. Everyone knows.
Hit it again. Hit it again.
We've all sang the song and nobody knows what he's saying. In that particular part, he says, "On we sweep with threshing oar, our only goal will be the Western shore." You know what's crazy? In this moment right now,
I have no idea.
Not one person is saying, "I told you." Jesus. Nobody knew what the hell he was saying there.
I thought he was tired.
I've heard that song almost every day of my life, man. And I'm pulling up these lyrics and I'm like, that's what he says?
Huh. Question three, Craig.
All right, question number three for you. How many Great Lakes are there?
Oh, five.
Too easy.
Yeah. Oh, can you name them, Craig?
Oh, he's already
gone. Oh, okay.
Come on. I know you can do it.
We have Michigan.
Yeah.
We have Lake Superior.
Yes.
We have Lake Huron.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lake Erie and Ontario.
You are correct, sir.
Yes, very good. Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-RUN.
Hello, Scott. Dummy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola. Scott, sober, not sober.
Sober.
All right, Scott, welcome to the show. Okay, we're talking 4th of July sides on our men's room poll. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Well, swallow that bitch and garlic, corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
All right, I'll make room at the table for you. All right, here's your question. Who was the first person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
I'm probably
picking
my tongue, but I can't think of it. Uranus.
Who did you guess?
Uranus.
Uranus?
When you don't know, just say Uranus. Any guesses?
James Madison. Oh.
John Hancock.
Oh, he did.
He was, in fact, also the first person to sign. But I want you to think about something. The way it is explained in history is that you're going to part ways with the King of England. And so when John Hancock signed this, he signed his name very large, because he wanted the king to know, like, hey, F you. Now, keep in mind, he signed first. He also signed to the largest. I mean, everyone else is kind of like, all right. Sure, I agree with John.
Shorty Johnson.
Yeah. Right. Who is this Shorty Johnson in the colonies?
Shorty Johnson.
Who is Amanda Hugginkiss? I do not know these people.
I'm not putting my name down. Right. No way.
Who is Nipples McGillicuddy?
Phil McCracken.
All right, your question. Who was the first American woman to go to space? Space, space, space.
I should know this one, too. I know it, but I got a pass.
Was she Russian?
Well, she was the first American woman to go to space. Okay. So based on that alone, I'm going to say no, but I can't.
It's not who we think it is, is it?
Well, who do you think it is?
No, I don't want to say it.
What to say?
Some Christy McCullough, is it?
She did not make it to space.
Oh, she did. That's right.
That'd be right.
Sally Ride.
Sally Ride.
Yeah.
Starring Sally Ride.
Yeah, I know.
John Steele.
Astronaut or porn star? All right. Your question.
Curly blonde hair, either way.
Right. Who is the... What? Jesus. What is the capital...
Try it again. It's all right, man. It happens.
Capitable.
It happens.
Apparently, I'm auditioning for Fat Albert. What is capitable?
I'll deal with that, Fat Albert.
And Back to Future.
Right. What is the capital of Michigan?
Oh.
Or the capitable?
Lansing?
That is, in fact, the capital of Michigan. What were you thinking?
I thought it was going to be a random town.
That's pretty random.
Well, I know East Lansing because of Michigan State football.
Right. This is just Lansing.
And then I know Ann Arbor because of Michigan football.
And you know Battle Creek because of cereal.
Cereal.
You know Flint because of bottled water.
You know Detroit because it's Detroit.
Oh, my goodness. I forget Detroit's in Michigan.
Damn, man.
That's the big one.
Right. That is.
It's like Atlanta. Like, sometimes I forget Atlanta's actually in Georgia. You know what I mean? Because Atlanta is just kind of Atlanta.
Is. Right. Yeah, Atlanta is its own thing within Georgia.
Right. And Michigan's such an odd state with the, no offense to our guy that lives up in the UP, but you know what I mean? Like, Detroit's like Detroit. Then there's Michigan.
Yeah, right.
Game is Big Tummy, 206-421-ROCK. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Paige. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Tummy!
Hey!
Hola!
Hola!
Paige, are you sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Paige. Welcome to the show. Paige, pick a side. Will it be corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad?
Watermelon.
All right, watermelon for Paige.
All right, Paige, this is your question. What U.S. state has the largest population of Native Americans?
Washington?
That'll make absolute sense when you hear it.
Hawaii?
No. Actually, Alaska. Oddly enough, I only know this personally. My father... I was friends with the guy who went to it's the program where you train to be a doctor. The feds will pay for it if the first gig you take is on a reservation. And the state is Oklahoma.
Oh. I never would have got that one.
Really? Yeah, it's about 250,000. Oklahoma. All right, your next question. Which was the first space shuttle to be launched?
The Challenger?
Columbia?
Columbia.
Ooh, Columbia.
Oh.
It's full of cocaine.
My education failed me.
All right, your question. Who was the first character that Johnny Depp portrayed in more than one movie?
Huh. More than one movie. Johnny Depp.
I'm going to have to go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, there wasn't an Edward Scissorhand, too.
Nah, was it? Another one. Was it?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying there was. Yeah, so it's kind of obvious when you hear the answer, but you never really think about it.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh.
Hola. All right, Steve.
Hola, bitches.
Are you sober or not sober today?
Oh, I've been drinking a little, yeah.
Okay. I'll put you in not sober then. Pick a side, corn on the cob, watermelon, deviled eggs, or macaroni salad. Where are you going to go?
I love it all, but I'm going corn on the cob.
Right
corn
on.
The cob. Man, it's a hell of a race on this poll today.
Again, I go there for the
beaches. Except for macaroni salad.
All right, here's your question. What animal produces cashmere wool?
Merino sheep.
That was very specific.
Close, it's a goat.
Oh, it's a goat.
All right. What was the four-letter name for Thailand prior to 1949?
Thailand?
Yeah.
Thai?
What was your guess?
Thai?
Ah. Laos?
Siam.
Oh, Laos was Vietnam, wasn't it?
Super. No, Laos is still Laos.
Yeah, Laos is there.
Right. What was Vietnam before?
Vietnam?
I thought there was another name.
There may have been. I don't know. Maybe I'm pretty sure Vietnam was Vietnam.
What's that? Make you a Laotian?
Laotian.
Laotian.
Oh, man. I can't remember which way. Is it Laotian? Yeah. I thought question, that was French for the ocean.
Question number three, Steve.
Question number three. Which has more germs, the men's room or the ladies' room?
The ladies' room.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Mm-hmm. You ever been in a ladies' bathroom?
Recently.
That's completely disgusting. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now we turn our attention to one Warren Williamson, who is the president of Tribute to Fallen Soldiers, tributetofallensoldiers.com. They are doing their memorial torch run, and they're starting here on July 12th. Do we have Warren here?
Miles, Thrill, and Ted, how the heck are you guys?
We're doing great. How are you doing, Warren?
I am wonderful. Having a good day.
Okay. You still down in Oregon?
Yeah. We just got back from our ride yesterday. Went down to Northern California and got back, and all is good.
Did you get an In-N-Out burger?
I did.
All right.
Yeah,
boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, hell yeah.
We stopped in Grants Pass, Oregon, where there's only one of a couple in the state, and yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
Let me ask you this. Did you get fries? Because the fries were terrible.
You know what? I did get the fries, and you're right; they're not excellent, but still, you got to. If you go in and out, you got to get. Oh, and I got the milkshake too.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I had some of Steve's. Yeah, they're fantastic. Last time we went, I should have ordered one. Well, Warren, last time we chatted, we talked a little bit about the memorial torch run you guys are doing for the tribute to fallen soldiers. You are, in fact, the president of the organization, and on July 12th, you will leave from Eugene, Oregon, and for 22 days drive across the United States. You'll end up at Arlington National Cemetery on August the 2nd. Along the way, I believe you told us you were up to, what, 60-some families that you guys will be stopping by on the way?
68 families this year, which is the most we've ever done in our 10 years.
And every family receives a plaque. Every family receives a picture of their loved one. You guys do a ceremony. The family sign a flag, and that flag then eventually makes it to Arlington.
It is. The memorial portrait, every family gets a painted memorial portrait, 11 by 16 of their fallen service member, and they get this beautiful cherry wood plaque, which is a memorial plaque of distinguished service. They also get one of our ride patches that we create every year, but their patch has their fallen service member's name on it, so they can put it on a jacket or a vest that they have. And then the flag is signed at the end of our visit, and then that flag continues to go across the country, and then we display it at Arlington National Cemetery during our closing ceremony, which this year will be August 2nd on a Sunday.
This is your guys' 11th year. If you go to tributetofallensoldiers.com, take a look at some of the pictures. Take a look at some of the family members. Take a look at some of what this organization does. Now, the reason we're talking to you is that you guys reached out. Ray Humphreys, who's also riding in the ride, said, hey, man, we would love to have some of those KISW masks.
Sure.
So we can rock those when we're riding across the United States of America. And we said that sounds like a great idea. Problem is that these masks, a portion of the proceeds go to the Washington State Nurses Association. Obviously, we're paying for these things to be made. And then from the profits, we give the money there. So we're still trying to raise money for the Washington State nurses along the way. But that's why no one
would let me steal them. Because to me, the answer was obvious. Like, dude, there's a box down the hall. Let's just take it. But they pointed out, like, hey, man, you're taking money away from people. But I'm a bad person. I admit that.
So we had an idea. We had one person in particular that we thought that we could reach out to. They turned us down. So then we looked around. And no, that's not true. We made one phone call and one phone call only. If we could we please bring in Kyle from the Advocates, advocateslaw.com. Kyle, are you there?
I am.
Kyle, welcome in Warren Williamson, who's the president of Tribute to Fallen Soldiers. Warren, this is Kyle from the Advocates and advocateslaw.com. And Kyle, you said that you would be willing to pay for the masks, over 100 of them, so these guys could ride and rock the KISW mask.
Absolutely. It sounds like a great cause.
And no problem. No questions asked.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
This is a good thing because Kyle, let it be known, he's a creepy son of a bitch, but he steps up when he needs to. So this is awesome that you did that, man. One, I don't get arrested for theft. And two, it goes to a really good cause.
Yeah, Kyle, seriously, that is awesome of you guys. The masks are going to be on their way, Warren. We've already got somebody working on all of that. So we'll make sure that you get those by July 12th. Kyle, thank you so much. We appreciate Donnie writing the check and pushing all that through.
Ken doing all the hard work there. Oh, yeah. Advocates, Kyle, we know you just kind of sit back and go, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
So, Kyle, thank you so much. Warren, you're hooked up, man. You guys are good to go, and we're really looking forward to seeing the pictures and all the things you guys are doing on your 11th year of this ride.
You know what? You guys have been awesome, all of you, and Kyle, thanks so much for doing that. And I hear you guys have been getting lots of emails and calls of support, and we really appreciate that. And you guys aren't even in our home market, so that's...
Yeah, we know, man.
Hey, Warren, just know one thing. If you go, by the way, if you go to tributetofallensoldiers.com, if you scroll all the way down the page, there is a donation button.
Yeah.
And you can donate to gas money, gas cards, and stuff like that. Trust me, Warren, when you look in that account now, in the past few days, you're going to see that you got a little extra gas.
Yeah, we got a lot of emails, and so, we're sending a lot of people there for you.
That's really awesome. And this year, among any other year, we need it because, as you guys know, the virus really kicked our ass. So,
virus? What is this news of a virus? Oh, my goodness.
Well, as far as fundraising goes, yeah.
Yeah. And I want to tell you, when we get to D.C., we will put all of our masks on, on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, take a great photo, get that to you. We'll take photos nice. Along the ride and get those to you. And next year, next July, we are actually coming to Seattle, and we would love to be able to do a live remote or do something with you guys when we get there.
Hell yeah, man. That would be, or if not, and just get a beer.
No, Miles said he's willing to ride, bitch.
Yeah, well, I'll bring out my 50cc scooter or my 125. And
hey, two wheels is two wheels. We got scooters up here, Warren.
Warren Williamson, man, be safe. Safe travels to you. Kyle from the Advocates, thank you so much. We appreciate it. There you go, guys. We're all hooked up now.
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.